So, what do you want to talk about this week?
Okay, so you want to talk about golf games?
Sure.
So, if you'll go to the 27th podcast post, then I linked the golf games that you had sent in there.
I'm looking.
It would be easier if I sent you the link.
No, I got it. Oh, yeah, that's right, the APBA. I like your idea of us just being in amongst the players. I hadn't thought about that, but I like that. The more I think about that, the more that has appeal. What is this game? Handicap golf? Are you still there? Eric, are you still there?
Hello?
Hey, you're back.
Yeah, well, I tried to... Was that my connection that dropped?
I don't know. You just disappeared. I don't know which one of us dropped, but...
Yeah, I don't either. And then I tried to call you back, but it just said it was unavailable, so...
Handicap golf?
Would it be better for me to send you the link to the podcast thing, or can you get to it?
No, I got it. What's handicap golf?
All right, let me call it that one.
How about fast golf? That looks good.
I think we're probably going to do football, but I figured we would, since you went to the trouble of finding these, I thought we should at least look at them.
Well, see, now I'm intrigued by the whole golf idea. So.
Oh, are you really?
Well, I like this idea that we would just be characters in the game.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I also like it that if we're talking about doing it in the spring, that it would line up with the, you know, that we would be playing along with the actual schedule.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that's actually true. We could try to actually mimic, like, each week we would play in the tournament.
That's kind of what I figured. That week. And then if, like, one of us or both of us is unavailable to actually play our tournament that week, well, that's it. We just enter that year.
Yeah,
that week.
Yeah. Some people take weeks off. Sure.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. It might be more doable than
football.
Than football. Football is daunting. You know, the more I think about it, the more I think. Even,
it is a
even
little bit.
16 games is daunting. Even if we did something like we just, yeah, I don't know. That's tricky.
So, but given that what we're talking about, okay, so it sounds like now it feels like consensus is starting to develop around this idea, at least for the first off. But given that, we might want to, I wonder about like which one is the best, as opposed to like trying to which one most closely mimics the, you know, if we're not like controlling the other players on the course, you know, what we want is just a good
golf game,
good golf game, like yeah, single player like playing it,
right?
Type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that might be the way to go. And it would be a little bit different. I'll have to say, of the golf games that she sent over, I thought the APBA game looked amazing.
It looked nice.
It did look nice. And, you know, I've never owned an APBA game. And
I haven't either.
And of course, they've been around for years. And I can't – I mean, given the fact that it has such a big community and it's been around this long, it's got to be good, you know?
Yeah, I think, too, didn't they have – was that the one that had a bunch of different courses too?
Yes, I think it does. Let's see.
Other famous courses.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get four different courses or something like that.
Yeah.
They're expensive though.
They are expensive.
Courses are.
They are expensive.
That part surprised me, was how expensive the courses were.
Yeah. Well, think about all the effort that goes into that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot of labor, but yeah, still. It'd be better if it wasn't. Yeah, I don't know. I can't find it. But they certainly had that. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that's tough. I guess what we're looking for, if that's what we're going to do, is if what we want to do is you and I play in the tournaments, then we want something that our main thing is which one can produce the most courses that were used in the 72 tour.
Well, we don't, I don't know that that's necessarily, you know, I mean, we could just.
To me, that's not a big thing.
It's not to me either.
Yeah. So, so then at that point, okay, check out the, I mean, I love your idea of, I love the notion of we ought to get something that's currently being made. But that said, then we also open up the possibility of stuff like the, you know, the Go for the Green or, you know, the older games, the board games. I linked one in there. Yeah, the there's one that came out in 71. A Sports Illustrated golf game,
yes.
Which I assume is going to be like Go for the Green. I imagine it just got remarketed later. But it's going to be that type of game.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think so. Although handicap golf, you never know. It might be like one of those where you're betting along the way. I don't know.
Oh, that could be.
You're playing for money, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It seems
that's
like fun. We used to have one of those when I was a kid. One of those.
Well, yeah, you had something. Yeah.
Yeah, where you played for, you kind of played for money as you.
Right. I think you're right. I think it did have money. Well, to make this a very special episode of the HP podcast, I will have to say I won this old game, and I had it shipped directly to you. I figured it'd be a good thing for you to play with.
Oh, nice. Well, that's
yeah, nice. So that's on its way. It probably is going to get there in the next couple of days.
So I'm looking on a website here where they talk about golf games. Who knows what this website is? An advertisement site, I guess. But
yeah.
They have a few games that are on the market today. One is called Box of Golf.
Okay.
That actually looks kind of interesting.
I'm going to look it up right now.
And they have Thinking Man's Golf, although it's out of print, but it was a 1972 game.
Box of Golf. Oh, that's interesting. Look at that. It's like a wooden box.
But Thinking Man's Golf looks a. If you read, I'm going to send you this link.
Okay.
How can I do that?
Do you want to just put it in the Skype link, Skype chat?
Oh, sure. I forgot we could do that.
Mr. Skype chat.
That's funny.
Although I don't know where it is, where I view it. I guess you haven't sent it yet.
I just sent it to you. Up in the top right corner.
Oh, yeah.
So that second game they list there, Thinking Man's Golf, read the description and tell me what game that is.
Oh.
That's the game that we were talking about last week, right? With the laminate board.
Yes.
And so it obviously got bought by somebody and renamed.
Yes.
And turned into that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah,
I wonder if
that's
available.
Kinda neat.
Okay. I'm going to look up that on eBay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, this one, they have one from 1966. So,
So that game was around a long time.
This is all over the place. I mean, if you go to eBay, yeah, you can find
Thinking Man's Golf.
Yeah. This is probably what we're looking for here.
Do you still have that game though?
No, I don't. So we'd each need to get one of those. But that's cool.
I can't believe you got rid of a game at some point in your life.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. It was probably in college or something where I thought, you know, I was going to be a rock and roll star and be too busy with women to worry about stuff like
that. Well, that worked out about right.
Yeah. Okay, I like the idea. Okay, all right. I think that what we should do is go ahead and decide. Let's just make this the plan. Let's just make this the plan that we're playing the PGA Tour.
All right.
Yeah, for 1970.
So now we need to come up with what the schedule was for 1972.
Right, and that's easy enough.
So we know when to start.
Yeah, okay. Now they actually, I think, have actually already started that season. Oh, let's see.
Well, it's December.
No, that's right. They don't. They start with January 9th. The 72 PGA Tour.
Oh, man, we're getting close then.
Oh, we play in the Glen Campbell Los Angeles Open.
Oh, yeah.
Playing for a purse of $25,000.
That's funny.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, I think this is the first season. Yeah. Okay. This is the first season that they punch the PGA Championship to the back of the schedule. It had been.
Early.
The PGA Championship before this, I think it started in 71. That was the last season it was the first of the majors. It was played in February in Florida, but starting in 72, it goes to August and it's the last of them. So, well, this is exciting. This is very exciting. All right. Well, here's what I think that what we should do is that take a look at this game that's coming your way already.
Okay.
And you just evaluate that one and see what you think. Because there's a bunch of those available, too. And if it looks good, then let's go with that. And I'll get one of them, too, if it seems like it would work.
This one looks interesting, by the way. I'm going to send you the link. Hold on.
Okay.
I guess I should have taken the time to look for more of these last week. But
no, because we were talking about, you know, at that point we were, anyway, yeah.
This one looks interesting just because the guy's been trying to develop this, like, it sounds like the guy made it himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been working on this since, like, the 70s.
Oh, wow.
According to the thing.
Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, he has a lot of courses, too.
Yeah, a lot. A lot of courses.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he does. 55. That's cool.
And you can either get the big thing or you can get the quick play card for the course or something like that, too. So.
Oh, this thing does look good.
Yeah, it's very interestingly thought out. And the quick play stuff is cheap. They're not bad. Like six bucks a pop, which isn't bad, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So the base game is $40. And you're saying there's a quick play. I'm not seeing that. Okay, here we go. Select options. How would this all work? This is podcast gold right here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Clicking on internet links.
I'm now clicking on a link.
ASGG is in gold. No hyphen. .com.
It looks interesting, I have to say.
Yeah, this does. This looks excellent.
Now, one of the questions I have about the golf thing, though, so when we're playing, do we want to be partnered up with somebody that we're envisioning, or are we just playing by ourselves? I mean, we could just pretend to be, oh, we're in this group, and, you know, and then depending on how you do in the – yeah, you may end up in the top group or you may end up in the bottom group. I don't know. But
yeah,
we could figure that out, like who we would have been matched up with
mm-hmm.
after the second round, at least. Assuming we make the cut. We may not even make the cut.
We may not even make the cut.
Oh, man. I just thought about that. That's going to stink if I don't make the cut.
Okay. So, I can't figure out in this. So are you buying? Yeah, it looks like.
So he's got both a board game and a PC game,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the board game, you know, once you get in there, it looks like inside the board game, he's got, you can get different card sets.
Okay, yeah, complete game. A complete game consists of a set of 26 shot result boards, a complete golf course, and one set of player cards. So you're picking you pick a course.
You can pick the 70s as your card set.
Yeah, and then you pick your card set. And then the quick play courses.
And then you can choose one course.
Yeah.
Right? And then, of course, you can add on the courses.
You add on the additional courses that you want. Right. Yeah. So depending on how determined we are for realism of courses, what we could do is just do like the base. We could do the base game for the non-majors, and then we could order the four majors courses, you know?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That'd be kind of a.
Yeah. No, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. So then it's like, because I don't want to pay. I wouldn't want to pay for like every
1,000.
Course.
No, there's too many.
On for that year. Yeah.
Right. Well, the Masters is easy. That's Augusta.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's go through them. Let's see.
U.S. Open year was.
U.S. Open was at
Pebble Beach.
That's at Pebble Beach.
Does he have Pebble Beach?
Okay, you look for Pebble Beach.
He does have Pebble Beach.
Okay, British Open was at Muirfield.
Oh, yeah, he has Muirfield.
He's going to have that. And then the PGA is at Oakland Hills in Bloomfield Hills,
yep,
Michigan.
He's got that too.
Okay, all right. So what we would need, obviously what we need are those four majors. Courses plus Paxton Park to play the rest of the season or Rolling Hills, Lone Oak Rolling Hills.
Yeah, I don't know what's a good, yeah, that's a good question. Like, if you were going to pick a generic course,
yeah.
I wonder what that generic course would be.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Or does he give you instructions on how to make your own? That would be even better.
That would be cool. Well, this is very fun.
Yeah, this is cool. This is cool. And then he's got a PC version of the game too. So if you wanted to, you could play the PC version.
Yeah. I wonder if it
I don't know. I wondered about that too. Like, but one thing that is cool about the PC version is it will allow you to create a custom course from any of the SVS course holes you have purchased. So if you...
Oh, yeah.
So.
Hmm.
But one thing that the PC game would allow us to do is if you couldn't sit down and be at a board game
mm-hmm.
that weekend, you could still get your round in potentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Depending on, I assume it's played the same way and not some stupid arcade-based thing.
I wonder.
I'll be downloading that demo today. So.
Oh.
Just to take a look.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't you take a look at the demo for this. And... I wonder if we'll even do the podcast next week. I wonder if you'll feel like it.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm taking off from work.
It depends. So we'll see. It just, he told me he would prefer me to get back to work as soon as I can.
Sure.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But.
Monday.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Oh, this looks interesting though. So I'm going to.
This does look quite good.
Yeah. Of course, you might try to play it and realize, oh, this is awful.
So, mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, Goal, I'm pretty sure, is the old college football game I still have at my house.
Yeah, I think.
Somewhere. And the thing I realized about Goal, which is great because it does have the players for every position. Mm. So you can keep, like, full stats on your games.
That is cool.
It is a very slow gameplay.
And that's a killer. Yeah.
So if it's the game I'm thinking of, then, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I mean, if you got it, you know.
I had the college version. So.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Just reading something on the web. So what else do you want to talk about? How did the cats look?
I don't know. I've only seen them one time.
Really?
Yeah, I only watched them once.
What's wrong with you?
You know, they're all new guys. I can't get into it until a while.
Yeah, I have to say, that's part of my issue anymore. But
yeah. It's just, that's, you know, weird. It is what it is. But I don't know. It's I guess I've seen them a little bit more than once. I've probably seen parts of three games, but the only one that I watched of any amount was the Kansas loss.
Right.
So I saw one loss, but then, yeah, I saw them close out Vermont, and I don't know. I saw them beat somebody else, but yeah, who knows what we got.
So did you think they did the right thing by picking Alabama for the college football playoffs?
It seems like it to me.
I don't understand why you even have conference championships, though, if you're not going to pick a conference champion.
If you're going to like restructure the whole deal, I mean, I could come up with 15 different structures.
Shouldn't we just do away with conferences at this point? If they don't mean anything, like,
they do. They mean their own thing. You know, it's just that's what it is. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like an attendance award as opposed to, you know, academic achievement award. I just think they're different animals. And you know, to the fans of the SEC conference, it's to the SEC, it's great to win a conference championship, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything in the national picture. You know, it's not a league of conferences. They're just standalone competitions. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it should have been Alabama? Do you think it should have been Ohio State then?
Yeah, I do. Just because I just don't see that Alabama did much to deserve to get in personally, but
mm-hmm.
Ohio State, you know, I think the problem with Ohio State is they could be great or they could be awful. It didn't seem like there was any in between with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can understand just saying, well, no, we're not going to take them. You know, they're too unpredictable. Like, they're not, we can't think of them as a top four school because they're not, you know, mm-hmm. and I get that, but I don't, is Alabama, I mean, Alabama played one good team and they lost.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Are they any good? Is the SEC any good this year?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
I think that my idea is the best of them all,
of course.
I should get a t-shirt that says that. I based on like what you and your brother were talking about in an email last week, I think that what it should be is that the national tournament should be all of the top division undefeated plus however many then wild cards that you need to get to a tournament divisible by four.
No, I thought I actually liked that. And I thought that I'm with you on that. Like,
and so that way it keeps the maximum pressure to never lose, right?
Right.
Because not only is that the only way to guarantee a berth, but also it could be that there would be no berths, no wild card berths.
Right. Well, this year we would just have a champ. Central Florida wins. Done.
There you go. There you go.
Central Florida is the champ.
Okay, now, like in this season then, what I would probably do is still do a divisible by four. I think I rethought it a little bit after I sent that email.
But you cheater.
What I would do is still then say Central Florida and three wild cards.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and so you always have a tournament.
So it'd be Central Florida is the one seed.
Yeah.
Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I do think Clemson and Oklahoma are the two best teams. So I do think they got that dead on, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how. I mean, to me, I'm sure I would think that Central Florida won all their games. If I was watching those games, I can't look at two different football teams and think who. I have no way of knowing which one is the better team. Just I can only know who wins. Right. You know?
No, I know what you mean. Eric.
And I'm actually quite skeptical that anybody does, but you know.
Well, Central Florida finished ranked 12th in the country, so.
I mean, you're talking about 11 individual matchups to try to figure out, you know, and if you have a great team, I mean, if you've got one, like that Bear, okay, take it back to 1985. The Dolphins figured out one way to win that game, right. You know, which was take advantage of the corners on short routes. And so, you know, to look at a team at a macro level and think then you know who they're going to beat.
Right.
I mean, that Bears team was definitely better than the Dolphins team, but they had a, you know, you could exploit that single matchup, you know.
Well, take for instance,
went over and over again.
Alabama has shown a consistency to not be able to handle a good passing attack.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they struggle with a good passing team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know much about Central Florida. Maybe they have the best passing attack in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could actually run up a bunch of points against Alabama. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, right.
But
you can't know.
But my thing is simply this, that how many sports exist where you can go undefeated in your sport in the regular season and not even have a chance?
Right, I agree.
To play for the championship.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a bad system.
Then why are you in the same division as everybody else?
I agree.
It makes no sense to me. It'd be like the year the Dolphins made the playoffs in the NFL when mm-hmm. Brady was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It would be as though, you know, the Dolphins won their conference or their division, and then the NFL said, well, you know, we actually think the Patriots are better.
Right.
So we're going to put them in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, because we think the whole Wildcat thing was just kind of a fluke. And
I mean, I feel the same way about all the college. You know, I feel the same way about the I feel the same way about the basketball tournament. It becomes, you know, the committee is trying to pick the 64 best teams, and I just think that's the problem.
Oh, that's right. We've talked about this. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem from the get-go. Right. But unless you change that, you know, unless you kind of win that argument, I mean, it's going to be some version of this. If they're trying to do football lab, you know, and bring in, I mean, who did they talk about on Kornheiser yesterday? Who's on the committee, these ex-coaches, you know, if you're basically going to try to find these football professors to come in and say, oh, well, this is the best team, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and that's and they say specifically that's what they're trying to do in this. They're trying to pick the four best teams. Well, right. I don't think that's fair.
I don't think it's fair. and by the way, I also doubt that it's correct.
I do, too.
You know, even if it were fair, I would still doubt the ability of, you know, Nick, I mean, even if you took whoever you think are the 10 best coaches in the country, the best football minds in the country, I'm still not going to trust what they say.
No, same here. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't either.
So
we agree. It's a.
So there you go. We agree.
It's a flub.
Everything, honestly, would be so much better if we could make the decisions.
Got that right.
It'd be so much more fair.
First off, the Patriots wouldn't be allowed in the NFL. So.
That's an easy one. That's an easy one. It would. Everything would be so much more fair. Everything would be, you know, like you could trust the honor system. I mean, honestly.
So you read about the Dolphins and everything about the Dolphins. What's the word on the Dolphins? From what I've been hearing, everybody feels like Gase is safe. He's not going anywhere. That everybody sees this as just kind of a faltered year with – losing Tannehill at the beginning of the year, that Miami does need to address quarterback, obviously going forward.
Yeah.
But what are you hearing about? Because you read everything about the Dolphins.
Pretty much. I kind of didn't in the last week because it was just like ever since they had a horrible game against the Patriots. The same thing. Gase is apparently safe. Although I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, I think the, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
That he's brought back. I think that if they, you know, stub their toe the next three games or however many they have left, I think it's very possible he could be fired. And depending on who's available, I mean, I could see them going. I just think they're, you know, they're a team in that are trying to find their footing. And I mean, who knows what that owner would do?
To me, the big question is, I'll be curious to see if they keep Tannehill or not, because, you know, he's at that point. When they signed his contract, it was structured in such a way that at the end of this season they could cut him, mm-hmm. and it would be a huge savings for them mm-hmm. on their salary cap. So right. if they're gonna do it, this is the time to do it. If you don't think he's the guy, this is probably the time to just cut him.
Yeah, and I kind of think so. When they traded the running back Ajayi,
right.
When they traded him to Philadelphia for the fourth round pick, it kind of made, and the fact that they haven't signed Jarvis Landry, it kind of makes me think that they're going to
do a rebuild,
start with a whole new offense.
Which might mean Gase is out.
Well, or they're going to give Gase the opportunity to
build his own team.
Gase inherited Tannehill, and give Gase the opportunity to build the team that he wants, and Keller really will be back. And be the bridge guy to whatever.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I could see that. You know, whatever. I don't know. I you know, I would love it if, I mean, just because, I don't know. I don't know.
I would just like to see Miami be able to put together 2 8-9 win seasons back to back.
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
You know, it's been a while.
I know. I thought we were going to get that this year.
I did too. I think everybody did.
I mean, I guess the mistake there was, you know, he didn't do the surgery. He went with the option to rehabilitate the knee without the surgery, and that was the
right
error there. But yeah. So I don't know. I still think that he's learning. I personally think that he's got potential. I know that everybody kind of feels like he's had plenty of chance, but I, you know, having actually watched him, I feel like he has gotten better each season. And so I'm not convinced he could, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be the kind of guy that, you know, you say that he's one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the league. But I think it's very possible that, you know, if you could actually just stick with him that, like, you know,
no,
the year.
I think you're like, be
in the top five or top 10. And then if you've got a solid team around him, he could be a constant contender.
I think you're like a lot of people, the NFL analysts, and they talk about Tannehill. You know, they see him as a guy who, he's not the worst quarterback in the league.
Right.
He's not he's a middling quarterback.
Yeah.
And then the question is, middling quarterbacks are good and bad, right? Like,
yeah.
They're good, and that they can get you. If you have a good running game and a good defense, they can, and they don't make mistakes, then you can win 10 games with them.
Yeah.
But if you need them to pull your offense, they're not. They can't do it. So right. You have to decide. You know. I mean, I think that's where a lot of people are saying. I remember it's funny because some people were saying, "Well, why not just get rid of him and lose?" Because with him, he's good enough to win, some games, but you're never going to go that far with him. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I figure he'll go and be a backup somewhere forever. But
I definitely hear that. But at this point, you know, the notion of a team that is kind of. I would take the rut of 9-11 win seasons that end in the second round of the playoffs. I'll try that for a while.
Sure, I'm with you. I would too.
Yeah, so, you know, sure.
I would too.
I'll settle for that. If that's the ceiling, I'll trust that ceiling versus, I mean, really, do we want it to, you know, who?
Yeah.
So,
hey, if you're in, at least you got a chance. Like the Bengals, you know, people make fun of the Bengals not being able to win playoff games, but at least they were getting in.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that they've been doing great the last year.
Yeah. So what about your boy, Darius Miller? Tell me all about
it. Yeah, he's leading the NBA in three-point shooting.
Yeah, he's having a great year.
Yeah, he's doing very well. Yeah, he's in the rotation.
He's having a great comeback. He's not just in the rotation. He's up to playing like 19 minutes a game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's like a major part of the team.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting. You know, I mean, he seems to be a guy that he's still getting better.
Yeah. So. No, I'm really happy. I'm really happy.
I know. It's exciting. Of course, they're just a 500 team, but of course, that's a big improvement.
Yeah. If I don't know, they're a weird team. If they could figure out.
It's Kabuki at this point. I mean, who knows? You know, who knows who's playing hard and what's going on? But I mean, I love it for him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard this time of year. I assume they were going to. I haven't listened to Kornheiser, but I assume they talked about the Wizards today, just because of how badly they got.
Oh, did they lose last night? Did they get beaten?
116-69.
Golly.
Yeah, I know.
That's horrible.
So,
I watched pretty
but
much.
But they're still without Wall, right?
Yes. I watched that the fourth quarter that went on forever where they kept on fouling.
Oh, sure.
The 76ers guy. And I just love it in those games because Jody Meeks plays so much. I love to watch him shoot.
Yeah, he was.
He shoots from his hip. I mean, he really does. He lifts that ball from his hip. It's like watching a girls basketball player from 1984.
How hurt is Wall, do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't read that much. I'm kind of the same way, I have to admit. I haven't read that
much. It's Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, I follow I like to see what's happening with, like, I'm very happy about Darius Miller. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, other than that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like New Orleans to make the playoffs. That would make me happy. But it's kind of hard to envision at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'm pulling for the big Wizards Pelicans final. So that's my. That'd be great.
Well, right now they're both the 8 seed.
So yeah. So they're in.
They're hanging on right there.
Yep.
So that's exciting. Anyhow, that's our NBA wrap up for the.
Are you in the Christmas spirit?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Of course you are. You went out and cut down a tree.
Yeah, we cut down a tree. It was great. Yeah, that it's is. This guy. I guess he said they've been there about 30 years.
Yeah.
They 30 years ago, he and his kids went out and planted 12,000 trees.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, they've been running this little tree farm kind of on the side ever since. So it's a beautiful spot. I'll send you a picture.
I would love to see it.
It's a beautiful spot.
I nearly bought a Christmas tree to plant in our yard for next year. I nearly bought one this weekend, actually. I was looking at that. Rachel's sister, my wife's sister, has she's got such bad allergies, though, that I guess it would be bad for her, so I don't know that we'll ever do that. That's always been kind of our thing. That's why we went, because I always did have a live tree, but then we.
You don't because here. Of sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They could do one in the yard and decorate it every year.
Decorate the yard tree. That's true. Yeah. That'd be fun. Maybe we'll do that.
Make everybody go out in the yard and celebrate Christmas.
So I've been. We'll go all religious here for a second, but I always mean to post what we're doing at Sunday school, and of course I never do it, but so like the first when I like the first like of the Gospels that really grabbed me at all was Luke, and Luke and Acts together, which they think is written by the same person, and as a two volume book, single book. And that just totally, that was the first one that got me. But then like, I really felt like about 10 years ago, I decided I'm really kind of like becoming sort of narrow-minded, you know, like that's my total definition of Jesus and the whole story. And so like, I kind of got away from Luke and tried to read the other three and really other parts of the Bible more. And that was good and that sort of thing. But anyway, this year I just kind of decided I need to go back to Luke. I need to do that because it just really excites me. And oh my Lord, it's great. It's just fantastic. And just the whole, like, just from the outset. Anyway, I'm totally in the Christmas spirit this year.
That's
like
good.
Restarting on that. It really is. And there's like brand new things that, as much as I was into it, there's brand new things that, and, you know, I've read it in the last 10 years, but as far as like really reading it, you know, verse to verse to verse from front to end. And, anyway, it's just so wild. And the thing that really strikes me is the guy, so at the beginning of that, Luke says that he's writing it for specifically for this person, Theophilus, you know, and, it makes me think about that guy and like how important that person is, you know. You never think about him being a, you know,
sure,
a rock of the church or anything like that, but man, I'm glad he was there, you know, that either he paid for it, you know, most people, I think a lot of people think that like it was a commission deal from this rich guy Theophilus or, you know, whatever. And anyway, so I'm really into that this year.
That's cool.
Yeah,
no, that's cool. Good. Yeah, Mabel's got the Christmas play coming up. She's excited about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Marcus is very excited about Santa Claus this year.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting to have our first discussions where Mabel's asking about, you know, do you believe in Santa and stuff like that.
Sure.
So that's kind of whatever, but.
We're kind of in a stage where I think that we're kind of in a stage, I think, where our daughter is kind of pretending for us.
Just kind of playing along.
Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to be gentle with us and that sort of thing. So it's kind of cute.
Yeah. I don't think Mabel works that way. So. So we'll see how that plays out in the future, but, yeah, Marcus is really fired up this year.
That's great.
Which is cool. Yeah.
It is.
So
it is really cool.
Yeah, we had fun putting up the tree and getting it decorated and all that stuff. Sure. So, oh, well, I guess we'll see. I'll let you know about next week.
That's fine. Well, good luck on.
Let's see what we're doing.
Good luck on Friday. So it's Friday morning?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you between now and then.
All right. Any thoughts on music? I haven't asked you in a while.
Christmas music.
Oh, you know, I hadn't thought about that. I could.
Come, Emmanuel. Hey, I heard something interesting. Sorry, do you have just a second?
Sure. I just do. I wander. You know, it's.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So you know the song "We Need a Little Christmas." We need a little Christmas.
Oh yeah, right? yeah.
Okay. Do you know where that's from and all that stuff?
No.
Okay, it's from the musical Maine. Which I think came out in the, you know, it's a middle of century American production. Okay. So it's in there. So, but it's not that ancient. Anyway, that's my point, is it's not very old, at least, you know, relative to a lot of things. And there's a lyric in there, which I had never really paid that close attention to the lyrics, but there's a lyric in there that the story that's going on is the person saying they need a little Christmas before their spirit falls again. And even though it's too early to be decorating for Christmas, they want to go ahead and decorate because they need to. And in the original lyric, it's too early for Christmas because it's only 1 week past Thanksgiving. Now they've shifted it pretty much any performance of it in the last 30 years. They sing it as, but it's 1 week before Thanksgiving. So therefore it's too early. But just as recently as like 50 years ago or whenever this thing was originally written, the idea that you'd be decorating for Christmas 1 week past Thanksgiving was just like, that's ridiculous.
Don't you think that's because of live trees, the switch from live trees to artificial?
I think that's a big part of it.
Because I know, you know, we wouldn't have put this tree up this early. You
sure.
Know, just because you hope it can make it through Christmas.
Right.
And... You know, but we didn't see much choice. But yeah, I wonder if that's just an artificial tree thing.
We never did decorate, you know, mom and dad, we never did decorate before like the 15th of December. And we always did have a live tree.
That's the same with us. We waited till the 15th of December And we had an artificial, so
go yeah, there you but
go. Maybe it's just a generational thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's part of it. I mean, the thing that I was reading that was telling about that was they were just kind of like blaming it on commercialism, is that everything is,
right,
you know, and, you know, whatever. But anyway, I thought that was, I thought the same thing as you, is that the live tree, artificial tree thing would be a big, big
sounds
part of
like
that.
The Charlie Brown. I had to explain to Mabel what commercialism we were, after we were yeah. watching the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Sure, recently. Sure. All right.
Such a hip term back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Everything yeah. was commercialism. They had no right. idea. Right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, look for this game that I shipped you and
okay, cool.
And play with that demo, and then we'll decide what we're the yeah. next time we get to have a podcast. Let's make a determination and order our games for right. whatever
we. Yeah, yeah, we okay. got to get busy playing.
Yeah, excited. All right. Okay.
All right. Bye. Bye.